This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And the ballgame's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Tuesday night, let's get this Tuesday night over and get to Wednesday so we can try again. 888-808-1019. Not the results we were looking for down in Atlanta with the Mets facing their nemesis, the Braves. Just remind you that even if they're missing Ronald Acuna Jr., Austin Riley, doesn't matter. Like, they still have Michael Harris II, Ozzy Albies, Ozuna. They've got enough players down there that turn up for this type of event, and the Mets did not show up. Severino was not himself, didn't hold it down. Maybe he was himself. And in the Bronx, the Yankees face an Orioles team that's 7-4 against them all season and reminded us that even though they struggled the last few weeks, they kind of collapsed and choked the division away. We're this close from a new season, and none of that matters. 888-808-1019. Let's start with the Mets. One run's not going to cut it. When I was on my way to Yankee Stadium, I saw Francisco Lindor taking some BP. And I'm like, okay, Lindor is taking swings. I thought all the word around Lindor was that, you know, he's not going to be able to play, and there's a lot of pain, and you know, it wasn't really a thing. But then when I came in here tonight, Paulie said, you know, Lindor had a bat. Lindor was looking like he was potentially going to enter the game. He was working out before the game. He looked like he was going to pinch hit. I know he's only one guy, but he means a lot to the team, especially as a leadoff hitter, as an offensive threat when you're struggling. And just to have the morale, having your captain, your general, your leader going into this battle, which is the biggest battle of the year again, right? He was in it in 2022. I think it's interesting. I just was saying to Paulie, like, if Lindor had a bat in his hand, was ready to go, does that mean he would be in the lineup tomorrow, weather permitting? 888-808-1019. But all in all, you get a Mark Vientos homer, have some mistakes in the outfield, mistakes in the infield, and you just get this feeling with the Braves. And you know, Michael Harris, he's a Braves fan. This kid grew up down there, grew up rooting for the Braves. Last time the Braves won it, he wasn't there. He didn't get to help him with that run. Now I'm sure he's relishing the opportunity. Yeah, they do have a bunch of random guys like Gio Urshela and Ramon Laureano, and then they went and got Jorge Soler. And when I look at the Braves, they know what to do this time of year. And I heard so much conversation about the Mets going out to get this game, right, with the weather and the hurricane down there, and who knows what's going to happen coming up. Mother Nature has a say, and tonight's game was a game where if you win that game, you feel a lot better about it. But clearly, there was one team that wanted to win that game, came out and handled business Some soft contact, just some singles at first, double, single, single to score runs, and then a Michael Harris homer, a Marcell Ozuna homer, and you could just feel like the game was over and out of reach. They weren't going to rally. They weren't going to come back. It's tough when Brandon Nimmo goes 0 for 4, makes a mistake in the field. Pete Alonso goes 0 for 3. Marte goes 0 for 4. Winker goes 0 for 4. The heart of your lineup just not being able to cash in, not be able to get it done against young Spencer Schwellenbach. I mean, the rich only get richer, right? The Braves just find a guy, find another guy. And every year it seems like they just have the answers. They're a winning organization. This is the time of the year where they tighten up. And no, they haven't been that great, but this is the feeling that you're getting right now as we head into the postseason, right? These are games with postseason ramifications. And the teams like the Braves and even, you know, a team like the Orioles, they're doing the things they got to do. It's the first game. It's the first game of the series. It just sucks because there was a lot of hype on both sides, Mets and Yankees fans, about winning these first games. And, you know, what I felt like in Yankee Stadium, 40,000 came out to Truist Park down there in Atlanta, and then another 41,000 plus in the Bronx. In the postseason, it's all about momentum swings. And when that momentum swings and you have something going and you don't cash in and you don't capitalize, it's gone. The next part of the inning comes, whether it's the bottom of the inning, top of the inning. Tonight, the Yankees had opportunities, and when they didn't cash in, the Orioles just boinked them on top of the head. Boop, home run. Stupid. You had it. Almost had it. Nope. Our turn. Home run. Kills your momentum. Silly mistakes. Things that you wish weren't in the Yankees' DNA. Grounding into double plays. Running into outs. Giving up home runs. Leaving pitches high in the zone. I don't know. I know you guys are, the calls are already coming in for Gleyber Torres. I will say this. I don't want to be mad at Gleyber. I'm not mad at Gleyber. Because I've seen it before. I had a tweet that I put out. I don't know when I put this out. Let's see, September 10th. I think I was replying to Talking Yanks, and we may play a clip from Talking Yanks that'll go in line with what I'm going to say about the Yankees and Yankee fans having to just prepare themselves. But I said that Gleyber Torres error in the 2024 postseason keeps me up at night. It's coming more than once. Will they overcome it? Who knows? They'll probably just ignore it. We got to just ignore it. He's our second baseman. He's our leadoff hitter. This is the situation we're in. And when I say I don't want to be mad at Gleyber Torres, on a night like tonight, he had some very good at-bats. He had 3 hits. He drove in a run. But man, when you have the rally, when you have the momentum, when you have Judge coming up, some of you are mad at Luis Rojas. I'm not mad at Luis Rojas because he did put up a stop sign. You can't go back to third base 3 times. I know it's 3B. You can't go back 3 times. I just sank into my seat. How Gleyber can go from having everybody cheering for him than everybody mad at him because he just couldn't stay put. I don't know. And then he said he was trying to protect Soto, and then Soto ended up being safe. Whatever. It's a mess. These base running issues, like Gleyber Torres, I just saw a stat. He's got 6 outs at home this season. Like, it's too much. He's tied with Yandy Diaz. You can't be running into outs at home. You can't be, like, you got to be smarter. You got to be smarter. And it just sucks that, like, Gleyber Torres, for the player that he could be, this is the story around him for years now, the player that he could be, the hitter that he could be, if he could just get the mistakes down, lessen the errors, the boneheaded, stupid plays, it's going to eat at us. Right? Most of the Yankee fans were upset when they saw the lineup today. Where's Jason Dominguez? He just homered. Where's Jason Dominguez? Well, you know they love to take a guy out of the lineup right after he homers, and you also know they love Alex Verdugo. So when Yankee fans are hoping Verdugo can bunt and he grounds into a double play, why are you surprised? He's been rolling into those double plays all year. He's going to play. And they'll justify, they don't have to justify. He's going to play. Some people say Dominguez's defense isn't as good as Verdugo's. I don't think it's as much of a drop-off as what you could potentially get at the plate with Dominguez. And, of course, you get the late Jason Dominguez pinch hit, but they're going to play Verdugo in the postseason. Aaron Boone was on with John Boy and Jake on Talking Yanks and said they're going to use Clay Holmes in close games in tight spots in the postseason. They are willing to die hard on their decision makers, on their decisions. They are diehard decision makers. You're diehard fans. You have to just live with it. I've accepted it. I am ready to be devastated. I'm excited for the postseason. I went in there. I bought my postseason hat. I like the new logo for this year. I had the hoodie on in the stadium. You feel the cold air. The vibes in there had postseason energy. And you know what? Postseason energy. You get a Judge homer. I knew it was bad vibes, though, when I saw that nerd Zach Hample catch the ball. I knew it. I was up in the suite, and I could see it was him. Because nobody else wears a hat with just the MLB logo on it and a bright lime green shirt. I'm like, is that Zach Hample? Just the way he tracks the ball. And then, of course, I see on Twitter, yep, Zach Hample, only guy out there, grown-ass man with a glove, running through a whole section to catch the Judge homer. And it was like a Judge homer or nothing for a little while. And, you know, they got it going. They got it going, and then Verdugo grounded a double play in the fifth. In the fifth, I thought, here it comes. Here it comes. But nope, they grounded to a double play. And then in the seventh inning, there's just no way you can have, like, I don't know, the probability. just no way you could have that chance, that opportunity, and not tie the game. You found a way there. Can't happen in October. So let's get over it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk through it. You guys can bring it up. If you guys want to talk about Tim Mesa and how the Yankees just have a bullpen with like random guys in it, and sometimes they got to throw these guys. And I don't know. You're going to have to live with that too. It's not going to just be the Soto and Judge show. It's baseball. Man, with John Sterling back in the booth, I wonder if John dropped a That's Baseball Susan, because that was such a That's Baseball Susan night. Shout out to John and Susan. Got to see them back in the booth. It warmed my heart. Love them too. 888-808-1019. We're ready. We're ready. John is doing the rest of the games. Yankee fans are showing up. If you think there was 41,000 in there tonight, I guarantee you it's going to be 45 tomorrow for that Derek Jeter bobblehead, especially because we thought we were going to be popping champagne again. Instead, I'm looking at Twitter, and they got this goofy chipmunk-looking kid, Jackson Holliday. They got these, like, cutouts of a coloring book with the Orioles mascot, and I guess they colored him in, and then there's this, like, little thing that says, baby's first clinchmas. Like I forgot completely about them partying in our clubhouse, partying in our ballpark, partying in our stadium. They had other plans. 888-808-1019. I'm thinking the whole time, oh, we got a clinch party going tonight. Nope. Nope. They're celebrating with Jackson Holliday, who's, I think, 20 years old, can't drink legally yet. He's got champagne full of water and coloring books. And that little thing when, you know, people post those pictures like baby expected in 2025. Yeah, they got one of those for this kid that says baby's first clinch miss. Is that even a word? Baby's first clinch miss. 2024. He looks like the Grinch who stole Christmas, this kid. He got a weird-ass face. Anyway, 888-808-1019. I'm just mad. I'm mad. The Orioles, I'm so tired of. And like, now they're getting healthy. They're getting guys back. And do not give them confidence. We had Dean Kramer. We had him multiple times. Bailed him out. Bailed him out. They got Santander clanking the ball off the foul pole. Urias, like, bro, what? This is, I don't know. The Yankees will find a way. Like, the Yankees, I don't know how many times they've had great homestands or great road trips and then return home for a homestand and have a clunker or have a game where it's just like, come on. Gotta be better than that. We're too close. We're too close for the nonsense. We're too close for the mistakes. It can't be in your DNA. It can't be allowed. How many games have we played? We're about to go into the fall. We're about to go, well, it is officially fall. We're about to go into October. We're about to go into postseason baseball. You guys got to clutch up. You got to tighten up. It's got to be better. 888-808-1019. Mets fans, call me up. Yankee fans, call me up. We've got till 2 a.m. This is Keith McPherson, your nighttime host on The Fan. I was at the game. Shout out to the WFAN sales team. And Bob Poppa was at the game. And Bernie Williams, I got to hang out in Bernie Williams' suite for a little while. And like I said, everybody was out there with thoughts of clinching tonight. The Orioles had other plans. They are partying right now. I'm sure if you watch Masson or whatever their channel is, they're showing these guys whooping it up because they're not going to win the division. So their little celebration is right now, and they went out there with full intentions of getting that tonight. And the Braves went out with full intentions of, hey, we control our own destiny in our own building, some type of deja vu, some type of repeat scenario here. They're thinking about sweeping the Mets, and they're one game closer to potentially doing that, and we'll see what this hurricane and the weather look like. I've got Vincent Von Vincent with me. If there's anybody at WFAN that I'm sure already looked at the weather and knows exactly what's about to happen, because I haven't looked as I Google weather.com, I'm sure Paul knows. So we're going to break it down. I got a full rack of calls. We're taking your calls on the Mets and the Yankees. I don't really care to talk about Malik Nabers and Trayvon Diggs or Daniel Jones versus Michael Parsons yet. We'll get there. Let's talk about our baseball teams losing the first game of the series tonight. Crucial series. Like, these are series with postseason implications. Got to lock in. Got to tighten up. We'll get over it tonight. It'll be Wednesday.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Hey, and we'll get ready to take game two.
Talk New York sports on the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Right back at it on the Fan quickly here before the 12 o'clock hour. We'll say good morning on the other side. And I guess I'll do my Casamigos big shot of the night right at 12. Let's get right to the phones, though. Mets fans, I want to talk to you. I'm reading up on Lindor, and after the game, Mendoza said that Lindor could be in play for Wednesday, but as I looked at the weather, the chance of precipitation is 70%. They're looking like there's, like, I don't know, Paul, there's no chance that they're going to play tomorrow night.
Yeah, I mean, definitely Thursday looks like a washout. Hurricane Helen is making its way up, you know, Florida.
Maybe they
Georgia.
Try to start the game.
It's... Apparently, Stearns and Mendoza said after the game as well that they haven't been told anything by baseball, so they're just going to go to the park like they normally would. But it's brutal that it's coming down to this, and it's weather. There's nothing you can do about it. But baseball could have done something about it, whether that's move the games to Miami, whether that's
they're not
mutual off days. The fact that it might come down to having the Mets are going to have to go from Milwaukee on Sunday back to Atlanta on Monday. It is what it is, but poor planning.
Let's go to Matt out on Long Island. First up on the Fan, what's up, Matt?
Hey, Keith, thanks for taking my call. Listen, first of all, make two major league baseball system. Definitely something better in the situation. Put it Texas, I don't know where. They don't all say yesterday, but whatever.
I don't know. My experience with MLB, maybe in the postseason they might try to do something, but they will wait and see. They're not going to make any drastic moves. I know they have in the past. Like, I remember a Hurricane making the Yankees play in Citi Field some years ago when I went to that game. But for this, they're just, you know, they knew they could play tonight. Wait and see tomorrow.
Anyway, listen, it's like deja vu again. I mean, same old Mets. It's the same old Braves. And the Braves, let's be honest, they've done this before. 6 years in the playoffs. They have that winner's mentality. They don't – their pressure. It's like the Mets – coming off the series against Philly, they just looked flat out terrible tonight. And I feel like these guys in these situations, like Pete Alonso, this contract is clearly getting in his head. It's not just him, it's everybody tonight. It's like you couldn't scratch off the hit. The Braves have done this, and I mean, I don't know where this is going. I mean, you got Chris Sale on the mound tomorrow, and it's like the Mets. It's great what you could do in July and August, but the Braves have done this before, and they know what to do in these situations. And it's just the Mets. I mean, Spencer Schwalenberg. I mean, I don't know how this guy just completely shut down the Mets this year. I mean,
that's why I said the rich get richer. I mean, they just find a guy like Spencer Schwalenbach that can come in there. I don't know, bro. I will say that there is like a pedigree. Thanks for the call, Matt. There is something to organizations that win and knowing it's winning time and showing up in their own building in front of their fans. It's deja vu, but it's not done. You still have a lead. We'll see what happens with the weather. It's not a lock that Chris Sale is going to shove. It's not a lock that he's going to pitch tomorrow, and I don't know. We'll see. You just don't feel good about this first game that if you listen to the fan today, if you listen to the fan last night, everybody talked about just win this first game. How important it is to win this one. This is the one. You win this one and you don't have to worry so much. But now you lost, so you have to worry.
Can I just remind Mets fans that this team and this loss tonight has nothing to do with the House of Horrors that have been Atlanta for the last 30 years? There is not connected.
How does it have nothing?
It has nothing to do with
it. It's the same organization.
It is nothing. Different players. Different players.
No, some of those players that
they're different players from 99 when Kenny Rogers to the mid-2000s when Chipper Jones ruined my childhood.
I said Michael Harris is from down there. He's a Braves fan. He grew up rooting for them, so he's... he's just passing it on. He's just carrying the torch.
This Mets team picked a very bad time not to do their jobs well. And that's what happened tonight. They didn't do their jobs well tonight. The defense was awful. Severino was below average. And the offense was non-existent. They picked a very bad time to have a very bad game. But every time the team has faced adversity, every single time, they come back. Let's see it again. Now, we might not be able to see it until, you know, next Monday. But let's see it again.
Mike is out on Staten Island. Go for it, Mike.
Hey, Keith, man. How are you?
All right. The game was kind of whack, but...
Yeah, no. The game was terrible. As soon as I seen Severino pick up the ball and throw it away on that 2-foot single,
yeah.
I thought of you, and I started giggling about the Cowboys and how you say they're frauds. And I'm a diehard Mets fan, and all they did, I was at work, and I scream out, "Here we go!" And that was it. It was all over.
I mean, everybody started laughing at me. I was listening to Evan talk about, can we trust him? I'm like, no. I was posting his stat line from last season in Atlanta. He got rocked almost the same way. Like, at least the numbers, a different tale of the tape. But I'm like, can you trust him?
Yeah, I was listening to him. I was listening to him also in his opening with Tiki today. And he was saying that, can Sevy pitch a playoff game? Because this is a playoff game. And he was right. And everything panned out exactly what he said. He can't handle it.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, they did fix him during the regular season. I got to say that. But I still believe that people saying it's not the same team. But when they took him, you know, 2 years ago, you know what? It is the same core. Alonso, Lindor, Nimmo. You know, it is the same core who got beat. And they can't step up and beat these guys. Come on, man.
Yeah, that's what sucks about it too, Mike. Thanks for the call. As we go to break here, 888-808-1019, Casamigos' big shot of the night coming up after 12. There are a lot of the same guys for the Mets. As we just talked about, it's different guys for the Braves. There are a lot of guys from the Mets that still remember that collapse in 2022, being out there, being on the field, being in lineup, and they're not able to come through. So Severino, last year when he was pitching for the Yankees in Atlanta, and the Yankees were on a 9-game losing streak, and the Yankees just kept throwing him out there, he went 4 innings pitched, 5 hits, 5 runs, 3 earned. He struck out 5, gave up 2 home runs. And tonight, he goes out there on that same mound a year later. He takes the L again. He goes 4 innings again. He gives up 7 hits, 2 more than he did for the Yankees. He gives up 4 runs, 1 less than he did for the Yankees. He strikes out 5 again, gives up 1 homer and not 2. The lines are very similar, very, very close. 888-808-1019, taking your calls on the Mets, on the Yankees. Casamigos, big shot of the night. I think I have to go to the New York Liberty. I do not want to give it to a Brave or a Oriole. That I can't do that. So, Keith McPherson on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.